following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So get involved, grab a beer and join us at Drunk Therapy, the podcast. When people think about us, right, I reckon they say a few things. Handsome, fashionistas, do you reckon?
Future prisoners.
Influencers, maybe. Mate, I'm getting to a fucking point here.
Just, I couldn't credibly let you finish without saying future prisoner for you, really.
Well, because of the teabagging.
Another day. Sorry for interrupting.
No, well, because we're on the fucking pulse, we are the coolest kids around. We've got some Love Island guys on with us, and they're cool because they're Scottish.
Yep.
And they didn't last very long. No offense, guys, but I reckon the longer you last, the more you fucking turns you into a bit of a dick. Biggs and Jamie, hello, welcome.
Hello.
It's probably the most underwhelming intro you'll ever get, eh? They didn't last very long, so they sound.
Biggs, as a Scottish guy, knows that we don't last very long anyway, do we?
Wait. Maybe not me. Yeah,
he's still got a reputation. Ladies want him now. Don't talk about his bad sexual performances.
Hey, how are you guys? Thank you for coming in, first and foremost.
No, thank you for having us.
And how is the post-Love Island world that you guys are living in?
Amazing.
Amazing. Different. Overwhelming. For me,
that's up your list.
Is it more or less than you'd expect? Because you kind of, I guess, when you guys were going in, you go, fuck, you know, whether you're wanting love or not, you come out and you go, if we do this right, that's us set, we're influencers, you know, you got bulk followers on Instagram. Was it better or was it less, or what's it like afterwards?
Truthfully, like, everyone going into Love Island, you expect your life to change like madly. Like Range Rover, mansion, this, that. That's the truth. But it's not like that. Only for some.
No, but then even when everybody comes out, you're still biding your time, aren't you? Because you're in a contract. So
yeah,
it's a weird feeling because you're just kind of unemployed sitting here.
Aye, but people expect you to come out, like, to be a millionaire straight away. Like, nobody's made money yet.
No, you need those Love Island royalty checks to come through.
We're waiting for that young money cash.
Once you appear on this podcast, then it's only downhill from here.
So you're saying that you're under contract. Can you go into that a wee bit more? So you come out and basically, I might say this wrong, but do Love Island essentially own you for a bit?
Basically we're ball and chain to them, really, aren't we? It's because there's so many, because they have so much products into it, really, because they've got like partnerships with I Saw It First and
so we can do anything
cups
else.
Cups and phone cases and all that stuff. So we're just basically sitting ducks.
Is this explained? Because yous are both wearing very fashionable looking necklaces with padlocks on it right now. So is that the explanation for that? It's like ITV are just like, don't forget, we have you.
We need to take them on the Underground Railroad. Back, take them to Canada. Harriet Tubman style.
Ant and Dec have the keys for that. Only Ant and Dec can unlock those padlocks.
So let me ask you this question then, and we'll get more into the background of what took you to Love Island and all that, but did you go on for love or money?
Oh, I went on for love.
Nah, love.
No, you went on for money.
You went, love. You already said the intro, man.
No, nah, you went on for the contracts, the blue ticks were in your eyes.
Nah, love, obviously.
Oh, no.
And do you think that most people would go in for love or money?
Most people went in for money.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I think the first ever Love Island, like, the first
it was more real.
It was more real. Now it's more like, okay, I'll go in, do what I need to do, then back out.
Nah, I didn't feel like that.
No, but husband. People do think like that. Maybe you not, but most people do. I think. I know.
You know. You get inside skip.
Is that kind of what, because Big Brother was like that, mind blood, but Big Brother was fucking amazing when it first started and people would go in just for the experience and then it was very quickly, it was very evident by about 4 or 5 years in, folk were going in like seeking fame.
Yeah.
So is that like a discussion, probably off camera, obviously in Love Island, where folk do kind of discuss, I'm kind of hoping that I'll get a tie-in with this company, I'll get a tie-in with that company.
Well, you know for a fact that once you go in it, that's
like,
you've got a platform that you've not had before, so I think you know that before you're get in.
Yep.
Really? Well, I don't know.
I think that's accepted though. Yeah. Anybody that's on TV, folk will like research and go, who are they? Can I follow them? Kind of mm-hmm. thing. You know, it's not just exclusive to Love Island.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think there's a minority that actually go on it for the right reasons.
That's true, true. Definitely.
So, like, so saying
I made that sound like a proper journalist question. Right? I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
So you went in for love. Are you, like, honestly, are you a bit gutted that you haven't found love out of the show?
100% gutted. I was getting in my bed thinking, right, this year I'm going to have a date for Valentine's Day. Like, and then I've came out and still single.
Surely that to me, that blows my mind. Somebody comes out of Love Island and everyone knows that people in Love Island are extraordinarily good looking and they're on this platform. Surely there's just people sliding into your DMs every 5 minutes. Both of you going, do you want to go out? Do you want to go out? The most confident people out there, I mean.
I've had some crazy messages.
Aye, some are crazy.
Yeah, you say confident, I say creepy, James. Yous are both going to have had some weird shit sent to you, I would have thought.
Somebody asked me, do I sell pictures of my feet? And I was going to send them my bank account number and sort code, thinking, how much can I get out of this?
But somebody then asked for my boxers, but did they? I don't know. I might sell it.
You guys are like literally in my dream world, nuts, man. Honestly, see if I could sell pictures of my feet in my smelly underwear. I'd do that all day long.
How much do you get for undies? Like, how much were they offering for pants?
Maybe 100. I've had a few people. Somebody in the island's done it.
Have they? Who?
Yeah, I can't
say. Can he say?
I can't say.
I'd rather you didn't say, but I'm just happy to know that somebody in Love Island is selling a dirty underwear.
I'm going to hazard a guess here because yous were speaking, or we were all speaking in the boardroom, and I'll be honest, not one word of any of the Love Island chat made sense to me. But so I text someone, I panicked, and text somebody cooler than me and said that you guys were in, and it was a girl called Leah that I know that's in uni with me. And she said that Biggs was close to getting into the villa, but got pipped to the post by Ched. So I'm going to say it's that Ched guy, because we're going to make him sound like a villain, because he pipped you to the post, apparently, to something. So fuck you, Ched. You underwear selling bastard.
No, see, Ched, truthfully, he's such a nice boy, man. Such a nice guy. Like,
and he's rich now.
No, he's so humble. Like, the nicest guy ever. Like, I would rather lose to him than anyone else. Honestly.
Oh man, that's the most media trained answer I've ever heard.
It's like
we speak every day, me and Ched.
As soon as that padlock's off, you'll be like, fuck Ched.
Nah, Ched's my boy. Honestly, I promise you, he's the lad.
Nah, it's kind of that way. You become family when you're in a situation like that, don't you?
Nah, everyone's dead tight.
It's weird because you're just having to get naked and let everyone in front of you. Your dignity's left at the door because you're spending.
Seriously, is there just like a communal changing room? Like, all of you in there, get ready.
Everybody's just like together, like you're just walking about. And then, like, you just, everybody sees everything. So, you know these people inside out, and you've got 24 hours to know all their dirty secrets and stuff. So
I wasn't complaining. I wasn't.
Nah,
because that's the mad thing about in there. Like, you're in there, like, we see what, an hour a day or whatever, but you guys are in there all day. So, do you just, out of boredom, just give each other your life stories and shit? Like, do you get so much information that you probably normally wouldn't get because what the fuck else are you going to do?
You don't have your phone as well, so you're having to actually like speak to people that you wouldn't usually speak to, I think. So you find out, I found out so much about everybody that I was in the villa with. Obviously you were in a different villa and the girls were running away for you, so I don't know if you had the same experience, but...
No, I felt like it was good not having my phone. I kind of learned more about myself than I did before.
See, when you were in there and you didn't have your phone, how many times did you go, I just want to update social media on whatever's in my head, like a killer tweet or an Instagram post?
Can I be honest?
After a day, you're just like, I can't believe we rely on our phone so much.
Yeah, that's the way I felt like.
Because I think you're in lockdown as well before it, and your phone's already been taken off you for like days and days. When you get into the villa, you're just actually happy to see people.
And just speak to people instead of just
texting. Because you've
been
sitting yourself for like 5 days in a hotel room watching, it was like South African telly.
See, I was watching, I was on YouTube.
Sneak.
Did you find a way? Did you have your phone or did you break into the TV?
No, the TV.
Did you have the smart telly in your hotel?
Yeah, the smart telly. That was the
YouTube
best.
Love Island.
See, I'll be honest, I didn't do that. I was just watching my usual, like Molly
your
May
channel,
and Tommy.
Getting your views up.
So is it anything like what the coronavirus is right now, where people are just isolated for weeks on end? Are you allowed downstairs to go and get a drink outside?
No.
Or are you just like, there's a nice hotel room, that's you?
You're allowed, like, well, we had like an hour a day at the gym and an hour at the pool, but that's it.
Did you go to the pool?
Aye, but you only lived in the pool. You just kind of had to sit there and sit in a...
and the shirt you were there in the pool?
No, so like, lockdown, yeah. You just went in your hotel room basically all day, all night. And then you'd get a little chaperone that comes in and makes sure that you're fine and you're like fed and watered. But other than that, you're just sitting there. I just kept looking out the window at the traffic.
Were you bored?
I was bored. I just sat there like, oh my God, when
see, I was just chilling with my chaperone, Nikita.
So who's your chaperone? Wait, what is... Is that your producer or just someone? Because that sounds like the best job in the world. See, if I could apply to be someone's chaperone, you just sit there and be a pal for someone for like 6 weeks during Love Island.
It could be anybody. Like, the first time that I went over, the girl that I had for my chaperone was South African. So she lived over there and she just loved the show. So she applied for it and she was like starstruck. Whoa. She's like, oh my God, like I can't believe I'm working for Love Island. And then the next time it was Tara and she was a producer. Right.
She's
so
class.
She is lovely.
Shout out to Tara. Right, so let's maybe let's rewind it back then. We're probably going to ask you, this is one of the most fascinating conversations you'll have because it's such a big TV programme. And other than the content that's on a TV programme, everybody wants to know how it works and what happens in people's lives thereafter. But take us through the journey of applying for the show and then being successful. Each of you in turn.
Right, okay.
If you want to go first, Biggs.
Right. So I got approached on Instagram. At first I thought, this must be a prank or something else. So he contacted me and said, right, speak to me on the ITV verified page. He spoke, he phoned me, he phoned me and told me to do a video. So I sent my video away, they liked it, they flew me to London and just from there. Done my
Would you have applied for it ever? Have you been approached?
I have before, but I didn't finish it.
Right.
2 years ago I applied before. So yeah, but I didn't finish it. So I just like left it.
And you were one of the late campmates kind of thing, weren't you? Oh,
people. No, so I found out
surviving it.
Yeah, wrong show. I'm just amalgamating. I'm a celeb. You came in a wee bit later, didn't you?
Yeah, Castlemore.
Right. So had you been watching it? Did were going in?
So anytime I seen like the guys coming in, I was like, why is that not me? And then they phoned me. I was going to be Castlemore.
So how far removed from the TV program and the TV program starting and you then being in a villa? Where was there?
How many weeks was it?
It was 3 exactly.
Yeah, 3. See, I was panicking after
the
first week.
We went in the third week.
Yeah. I was panicking after the first week. I'm like, come on. I'm seeing all these guys coming in. I'm like, how am I not? I'll be honest, I thought I was starting.
So you thought you were day one?
Because I auditioned all in one day. I met the producers, everyone all in like the same day. But unfortunately, yeah.
You get into Casa no more.
But I felt like my job was to go in and like get somebody. I feel like they expected me to get.
So you were there to just get a girlfriend, basically, day one?
Cause some shit, really, eh?
Yeah, but see, I was...
Did they go, oi, Biggs, go in there and fuck some shit up? Or were they kind of like...
Ooh. I'll be honest, I feel like they expected me to, but I ended up being a softie in there.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
I can understand that.
That's nice.
And Jamie, what was your journey then? Because you went there before it started kind of thing, didn't you? Did a wee bit of recon?
Yeah, a wee bit of testing. What I applied, so I did. Usually with applicants, I don't think there's many applicants that actually get through, isn't there? Not? Like, no. See, if you apply, your chances are quite
slim
pickings. Because I think, I don't know, I know last year there was like over 100,000 people and there was like 6 people that actually get through from that.
Sure.
So I applied and then a few days later, I got the phone call, same again, flew to London, met the producers, and then they phoned me and they were like, right, we're going to fly you out at the start. So the starting lineup, and we went into the villa a few days before the starting lineup, did a bit of testing, and then we knew we were going to be like a bombshell, but I just didn't know when I was going in.
So is a bombshell someone that comes in?
Yeah, so your contract's like a bombshell contract, so you know that you're coming in. Is it like yourself or like you're coming in to like basically steal
somebody's
man? Like you're not going to be a starting lineup.
Right.
And when I was in my audition, they said to me, like, are you going to steal somebody's man? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? I'm like, no. I was like, I can't do this. Like, there's no chance. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you just take what you're given, don't you? Yeah. And they must have thought she'll be good.
yeah,
as that. So I just kind of had to go with it.
And what men were in the villa that you could possibly have stole at that point? And that you might have liked, maybe.
Not Ched, we don't like Ched.
Andy Stella.
Well, see, when I went into the Castle Moor Villa, there was nearly anybody I fancied.
Oh, nah?
Nah, I just felt like they're all like my pals. I'm so weird, but like, I know. See, the minute I see somebody, I know.
But who did you think you were going to like?
I could say that.
We are digging a wee bit here. There is someone. There's a possible Disney romance story that might come through, but Jamie's been a wee bit shy.
I'm being shy. No, I did fancy Wallace before I went in, but obviously he got booted out, so.
Well, we've got Wallace's number. I'm just saying. I think my phone's next door, but if you want us to phone him and get him on.
I ain't chasing any boy. I'd have to go on the biggest TV show in the world to be chasing boys. Not a chance. There you go.
But
putting that out there.
So we'll cut this up and send it to him.
I know. I'm actually flustered.
So when you get out, right, and you're saying you've got these contracts, so you guys obviously had your own shit going on beforehand. What happens? Does your life kind of go on hold?
Big time.
Yeah.
So are you, don't want to go too much into the logistics, but like, are you still earning money, or are you earning money out of Love Island, or are you just kind of going, Mum, can I sleep on the couch for fucking a few months? Is it like,
do you mean before or after?
So when you get out.
Oh, right, okay.
And what happens during it? Because
you don't really pay for anything but when you go out. So you're just getting everything for free. That sounds really bad.
So I got a facial for free.
People just want to give you like food, hotels, drinks. So,
but see, like things like rent.
I stay at home anyway.
Yeah, same.
So I think they
get a little freebie.
Do you get paid though when you're there?
Yeah, you get paid when you're there. It's all right money. It's like it's probably minimum wage, I would say. But they know when you're coming out, you're going to be making money. X, Y, and Z. So they're not going to be paying you, and you're getting a free holiday. They're feeding you. So,
but definitely for love, that's why we go in.
Yeah. I didn't find it now, so now I can say, well, it was a good free holiday.
So when
it's a good experience.
No, mate, you give me the chance to go to Cape Town and get rejected by women that day all day long.
You normally just do that.
Penguins on the beach.
Glasgow.
Yeah. All right, so like, you guys obviously left early, and recently there's been that mad thing about like aftercare and shit like that, and there's been some sad stuff around it. Do they pay extra attention to you guys? Do they look after you?
So much.
Yeah, it's so quite much. It's really strict. Well, no strict, but like, they phone you constantly. You get therapy sessions. Mm-hmm. It is really, the aftercare's amazing.
I was meant to do mine, but I don't need it.
What?
The therapy thing.
Nah, I think you need to do it. I think it's good just to... I'm not meaning anything bad.
Maybe some issues there, Biggs.
No, I just mean, I think it's probably good to speak to somebody because, well, from my point of view, I wasn't used to a life like this. Like, I come from a small town, so see, being catapulted into this crazy party lifestyle, I feel like it's good to speak to somebody and make sure I'm normal and not going a bit loopy.
I don't feel like I need it.
All right.
So why don't you...
It's good though.
Do you kind of feel like you're built for that type of situation?
No, the thing is, right, I'm trying not to get too gassed over it. I'm trying not to let it get to my head. I'm just like, just living it. Because I feel like if I speak to somebody, I might trigger like worries. You know what I mean? So right now I'm just enjoying it. Just let me...
Riding the wave, kind of thing. Because see, like in, I don't know, like 30 years' time, whatever would have come from it would have come, or if it didn't, it's still
exactly,
like, you know,
exactly.
You're telling the kids, oh my God, I was on the biggest TV show in the UK.
So what were you doing before it?
So I was working at my family business, car body repair.
Uh-huh.
So fixing car dents and everything.
So you got like a solid career there?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And yourself, Jamie?
I did eyelashes, but I was trying to get a job in uni, but failing.
Well, you just graduated, didn't you, doing fashion?
Mm-hmm. I graduated, I know.
Congratulations.
A girl over here. Okay. I couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted me. I was a failure.
No.
Danny.
No.
But now they're queuing at the door.
You're just about to graduate. I'm jobless. You know, should we just start like a wee fucking community?
Well, exactly. Let's get a Facebook page set up. GoFundMe.
What we'll do is if you don't get your job and I graduate and nothing comes of it, we can apply to become campmates on Love Island.
I've got an idea. Only fans.
Oh, no.
You're talking about making money from that.
You're talking about the boxers. You're talking about the feet. Only fans, man. Like, I suggested to them about... what, 20 episodes ago, that we set up an OnlyFans account, and the three of us get into a bath, we just pour baked beans into it, and we get people to buy that photo for
free. You would actually make thousands.
Exactly, there's creeps out there, man, that need that sort of shit.
Beans, eh? Like, yeah. That was like the brainstorm. Right, we all need to get into a bath for some beans, and we're like, ah, not for me, I don't know.
The mess.
So do you think, and this might be a bit of a deep question, do you think you'd... life would have changed for the better because of it? Do you think it will lead to more shit? Or do you think maybe, I don't know, like, you know, some people, if you win the show, you're kind of that mad B-list celebrity for the rest of your life.
I know, true. See, no matter what, we've done something incredible. Like, not many people can say what we've done. Like, it's better now than it was before.
Yeah. I think it definitely does give you more opportunities. Like, now in my life, I feel it's changed completely. Mm-hmm. So I think it's what you do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I always look at Kim Kardashian and she used to clean up people's closets.
Paris Hilton, wasn't she?
Paris
famously?
Hilton, aye. And then she had a few dodgy stuff and look at her now, she's an icon. Yeah. So that has got to be us.
Yeah. She'd had the originally OnlyFans.
Aye.
Nah, the thing is, after that, like, I feel it's worth it.
Yeah.
Even
definitely.
Though we weren't in it long enough, but like, life is different. It's not the same.
I think sometimes, but it's a blessing in disguise as well, because I think, see, once you're a Love Islander, that's
you're fucked.
What you are for like your rest of your life. Whereas mm-hmm. we've got an opportunity to kind of mould us into something else.
And I was doing YouTube and all that before it.
Yeah.
So just carry that on.
Well, I seen you were cooking the other day. Like, I had a wee look at your Instagram. What's this, you're cooking? Cooking with bigs.
Cooking.
It's going to be. Tell us how you about that.
It's that voice you put on. He like sends me audio messages and I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, you need to hook up with Shane. He's the biggest audio message in the world. It's always voice notes.
I love it.
You never text, don't you know? It's like bigs audio message. I'm not going to eat. What's this?
That's my head. And see, when I'm sitting in bed in the morning and like Danny this morning had sent me a voice message and I'm pretty sure it was just a character driven bit of comedy. And I'm looking at it and it winds me up because my missus is next to me and I'm like, please go downstairs and feed the cats because I want to listen to this message, but there's no way I'm listening to this message with you next to me. So I don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. Then I'll have to explain.
I feel like everyone does it, like down south.
You are a very down south like talker, aren't you? But
yeah, I just feel like...
You've changed, bro. You've come out and you're like, man, in London they do this.
I just feel like it's a thing now.
See, for me, like, I'm from down south, like, proper down south, southern hemisphere. but, like, to me, I just couldn't be asked sending, like, my thumbs aren't that quick. And I can just go, oh, I'm rambling now, but eventually I'll get to the point and everyone will get bored of listening to this, but I've said my words and I could have spent about 4 minutes trying to send this in a message, but I could just go, so I'm just, like, I'll just talk shit. I'll be like, so I'm cleaning the bathroom and then after 5 minutes or, you know, half a minute, I'll actually get to the point I'm trying to get to, which I guess is what pisses people off. But it's just like, fuck it. It's like a phone call, but you don't have to stop what you're doing. Yeah, you can just be part of the phone call when it suits you.
With your management, surely they do it. Like, they send voice notes. That's what they all do.
See, I like texting because I like sending emojis. That is when I show my love to people.
That's when you can get creative with language though and be like smiley sideways laughy face.
Tongue face, unicorn face, dancing senorita.
That would get creepy, wouldn't it? I would get like Alexa is just fucking like broken or something. Nah.
By the way, I'd love to hear Alexa trying to talk dirty. Like, I just think that would be fucking, like, I don't think it would do anything to me, but I think I think it'd be a funny thing.
Do you know what? Do you know how they've got Alexa's recordings that even when you're not talking in your house, she records everything?
Is it no, the government's like, it is tapping in.
Do you know what? You're probably not wrong. It is the government.
It is. And do you know what? I've seen something about this, that they're going to sell like your information to the black, like, see the black web or the dark web or whatever it's called. So I want to buy an Alexa. I swear to God.
The government.
You sound mad, Barry, though, eh?
Well,
that's probably what they said to people that says the governments are the biggest armed stealers in the world that sell to conflicts all across. It probably is. What I was going to say is I got an email off Google the other day that basically said, here's your like walking for the month. And I opened it up and Google literally monitored everywhere I went for the month of February.
That's scary.
Like, they knew every single fucking step I took, and I was like, okay, and the 3rd of February, I walked here to here to here to here, and I was like, that's weird, man.
It goes beyond that. It's been doing it for years. You'll be able to check your timeline. Everyone in here will all be able to do it. It'll say, like, on, like, 3rd of August 2017, you were on Google in, I don't know, fucking Paris or something like that. And it's quite creepy, but I quite like it. I like it from a memory point of view.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really stalking. I'm really bored.
Have you made rob a bank, mate?
We've discussed this before, so let's see if some cunt's listening to what I'm saying on a speaker. That person's like bored. They're asleep. There's nothing interesting going on. Yeah, he's watching porn again. That's fine. Yeah, and that's it. And it's like, yeah, it's he lives a depressing lifestyle. He's not going to like be bombing anyone. That's what comes from my speakers. And I feel like Google's the same as that. It's like he's not going anywhere interesting.
See the life that you guys are living right now with like all these opportunities and everyone's trying to shout you night out. Danny's got the opposite. He's like literally like walking around naked with a Venus flytrap in his flat in Mount Florida.
The best thing I've seen about the fact that you can be monitored anywhere though is there was three guys recently that were trying to racially like fucking put a, not an attack, but like throw stuff on a building and all that and put graffiti on it and like whatever they were doing in a college campus, and the three of them connected to the Wi-Fi as they started doing it. And you're like, that's how they were found out. It was like, oh, yeah, she fucking wee pricks, man.
That's so, like, it's good putting parts. It on their stories. Yeah.
Right, so Villa, two questions, or the Casa More, shiting and banging.
Oh yeah, I really want to know. Is anyone
more so shiting? See, when you're in a space full of people that may find you attractive, how do you sneakily go for a shite? Like, really,
it's a camera in the toilet.
Fuck off!
Mate, I had to do shit with my sunglasses on and a hoodie. No, I actually did. I put a hoodie on.
It's filming, but it's only filming. They don't watch that. Yeah, I know. It's only for safety purposes, so they'll watch it back.
True, but
for ourselves, like,
mate, we're just doing a shit, like, like.
No, I just didn't do it. I had stage fright. Not a chance.
You were treating it like a festival then. I can go there 4 days.
Just going by the feet side with some weight wipes.
Nah, I didn't trust him. I was doing a shit.
All the boys
hoodie
are rotten, but like, they're just disgusting.
I like how you're going to be showing the hoodie up. Like, they still know it's you.
No, I know, but still. Like, I don't want them to see my face, like, squeezing a shirt.
The shame face.
Keep your mic on.
Yeah.
That's,
I just covered
disgusting,
it.
Did you? What,
did you take... the mic.
I would take my mic off.
Did you make a noise
pee
when you're doing a?
No, when I was peeing, like I took my mic off. I didn't want to hear them pee. Peeing.
Hey, Jamie, how many days were you in there?
The Saturday to the Thursday, was it?
That's a lot of days without. You know.
I don't really want to get this conversation. If he's need to know, I could literally go weeks because I've got a weird stomach.
So. I've heard that there's somebody that I know. I won't say I work with him. Said that they can do 2 a month.
Yeah. See, especially when you know you're in like a house full of what 12 mm-hmm. people, then Villa's producers and stuff.
Yeah.
There's not a chance in this earth that I would be doing anything. No.
Because all the buds, they were just doing it. Like,
every day, all of us, this was our main chat talking about it. Saying, is anybody going to do it?
This is a real chat.
I know. And then all the girls were like, nah. That was the same.
Because when I go to the in-laws at Christmas or Boxing Day, I'm always quite cautious. It plays on my mind. I'm like, man, there's so many people here, and the main toilets there, the second toilets in the mum and dad's bedroom. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to need a shit at some point. And I like to enjoy my shits. You know, I don't like to force one out. And you know, you like to make sure that you're doing it right.
No, I don't want to get mad into the toilet chat. But a couple years ago, when I was single, like back in the day, I went up to went to Auckland, which is kind of like London, but in New Zealand, for this big, big festival. And there was a girl up there that quite liked me. We knew each other. And she's like, oh, come crash at mine on the last night. So that was code for it's on. But the problem was it was 3 or 4 days of proper boozing. Like, I stunk, ran out of any clean clothes, went to her house on the last day, had a shower, was all right. But, like, just as it was about to get sexy, I needed to take a shit. And the only toilet she had was... basically, it was a small city centre flat, and it was like there was no place to escape whatever went on in that room. It was like this, you could hear the music she was playing in the room, but it was like us in there going, This is going to be a murder scene, and this is going to be fucking grim.
So there's no way to disguise. It's like an echo chamber once you're on top of that.
And her room was next door. But even if she went to, say, the kitchen, which was the further way, what's she going to do in the fucking kitchen? Like, it was like sexy times. I was like, I need to go freshen up. And it was like, that was fucking horrendous.
I like how you spoke through most of that story in like cute riddles. Like, oh yeah, just as we were about to, you know, get a little bit busy, needed a massive shake.
Just because I try to be like, that's my like persona. I'm like, 60% cute, 40% a bit of a shithead. You know?
So the other part of that story was the banging. Did it happen? Does it happen?
Oh, did it?
No, the banging, the banging definitely didn't happen for me.
No, in the villa, no.
Did no
I got
fuck?
Told the last...
Oh, no, maybe like when we weren't in it, but not... Well, not when I was in Castlemore, there was nothing like that going on. The guy next to me didn't even cuddle me or not.
So you're sharing a bed?
He shared a bed with a guy, and he was honestly as far as we...
Like this guy made an impression because you're calling him his name.
What? No, I'm not going
to Just to clarify, this guy was a camp mate. He wasn't just like a random guy.
he was a camp mate.
Did he get nominated for the challenge? Is that what they call it? The trial?
No fucking camp mates. But yeah, so like...
But did they not even sneak in for a wee, what is it, spoon?
He was very respectful towards his girlfriend, which I appreciate. But at the same time, he was like lying on his side. And see, because I'm so small, when I was lying on my back, it was letting all like the air in and it was freezing. So there was like a gap and it just stopped. It's not great.
I don't like that, man.
Nah.
And you, because you don't know him, you can't say, give me the fucking covers.
I know, and I was just like, get a little bit closer for body heat. Do you know what I mean? Because always say body heat makes you warmer. But
did you fancy him?
No, I don't fancy him, but I'm fine. I would hug anybody. So even if I don't fancy them, I'm a very friendly person.
Biggs, did you do any spooning?
Nah, I fell asleep too quick. nah. She's cool.
Who?
Demi,
oh.
Yeah, she asked me.
She's beautiful.
Well, she asked you to spoon?
No. No. She asked me like to share a bed.
Did she? Oh, yeah. So we had to ask the boys.
Ooh.
So we did.
That makes sense. Awkward. That lines up then. Which she asked you, and you saying, nah, listen, I've got a kebab waiting outside with Rebecca.
nah, we shared the bed, it was good. Like, that's my girl.
So how, I'm confused by this bit. So
well, let's ask Danny, you've never really watched it. We're aware of the programme and watched a few episodes. Let's ask some questions for people that might be listening that don't know anything.
I'll use this point at this moment then to just say that during this whole thing so far, I've been sending Shane little notes like, what does lockdown mean? And what does Casa Amor mean? So I'm getting up to speed a wee bit. But you were saying there, so you were sharing with a guy, but he was being respectful of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why was this guy on Love Island?
No, so basically what happens is we were in two separate villas. So Biggs was in the main villa with all the girls and we were in Casamore. So that's like House of Love. That's what it means, if you didn't know.
Right.
And then we were with the boys. So the boys and the girls get split up and then us girls and they boys get put in to try and split them up.
Basically
the guy that I kind of shared a bed with, he already had a girl back in the main villa. So he really liked her and he wanted to make sure that
that's
being respectful, which I think
is
really
nice.
How big are the beds? King or double or queen?
Try to think. Because I was starfishing and I still couldn't really touch him.
Couldn't even touch the guy that he wanted nothing to do with.
I was trying my hardest.
I know.
They're quite big.
Aye, they're quite big. They're comfy.
Was there not a stage where you went, all right, old mate next door in my bed isn't fucking anywhere near me. Can I have a go at someone else's? Like, were you?
I just didn't fancy anybody. Like, I was just
Wallace
a weirdo.
Had left by that point, mate.
We're not allowed to say his name. We're gonna bleep that. But yeah, well,
she's already said
it. Like, that's fine because that's well known knowledge. But no, I just did not fancy anybody at all. I just was there basically having a pool party and having a great time. It was just crazy.
You were talking about this the other day. So like, they do these mad like pool parties and they look like a fucking good time. But you were saying.
Yeah,
it's basically silent and you get one beer. That sounds shite.
I know.
Hey, so you guys weren't allowed to drink at all, eh?
Two drinks?
Well, two or one, but it's a slaver.
Are they worried about this being Geordie Shore?
Yeah,
basically.
True. How amazing would that be? But
people were getting drunk there, I'm told. They were just stealing drinks.
They were getting drunk?
Aye.
Seriously? Could you sneak stuff in?
No.
Did they do like a check? Is it like an airport security before you walk into the villa?
Yeah, you get your bag checked. You need to de-brand everything as well. So see like all your makeup, you had to put like white labels on it so that they couldn't, you couldn't see
anything. That's because they're brand endorsements and stuff, isn't it?
Interesting.
I don't think I could have that sort of social situation where you're buzzing off other people's energy and you're like, what, a drink, mate? Nah, can't have a drink. Like it'd really fuck with my equilibrium and what's meant to be a good time.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Yeah,
it's a weird experience.
Pretend you're happy. Woo! Yeah, it's not drunk right now. That is what it's like.
Could you? Because they got those mental fucking wee lab mics around your neck, eh? Hey, are they a pain in the ass? And can you swim in them?
You can't swim with them, but they actually. I think you forget. They're there, but what they do is, see all the time when you're getting changed, you sit it down and you forget about it, and then they go, right, Jamie, you need your mic up. So they always shout at you, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, Mike, we can't record this. So so that's the only thing you forget about it.
And they change the mics when you're sleeping.
Oh, aye, that's weird.
They come in and change your mics on your body.
No, you take it off. But they run round and they're like sneaking about. And
oh, it's when it's Christmas when you get the stalking.
Aye, it's weird. See, the first night I cracked myself because I just kind of woke up with one eye and I'm like, what is this guy doing? Like, he's just like taking
the room is totally blacked out. The room is totally blacked out. Completely.
It's weird.
That's to make it seem like you can have sex, but they can still watch you in these like cameras.
Oh, they're always watching.
See, I got in trouble for waking up so early.
Did you?
I just couldn't sleep.
It's because, what is it, South Africa's 2 hours ahead, isn't it? So it's kind of, you get up at six if you usually got up at eight.
But you don't get told the time. And they put you to bed and they wake you up.
You have to go to bed when they tell you.
Soviet Russia.
So see, the day before the decoupling, that was 12 hours sleep we had.
Yeah,
I had to have 12 hours sleep.
It was so long, but that's because then we had to do the recoupling and it was going to take... Forever.
This is where the therapy comes in, isn't it? They're just talking to each other. It's like a shared counselling.
So explain recoupling for me, please. I think I'm getting this now. So you've spent a few days with this guy, and when recoupling comes, is the hope that this guy then says, do you know what? I prefer Jamie. Jamie's quite nice. And then you move up to the main villa. Do you get like, right, promoted, okay.
But that didn't happen.
But fuck that guy. Him and Ched. Like,
I like Ched.
So, right, I'm with it now. That's fine. Question's over.
Right, so you guys have gone, you're saying you're from Stevenson. I don't know if you said that. We can blip that out.
Not a top end of Stevenson, no.
Hey, I'm in the West End. Oh. I do think that's a West End.
You and Grado fighting.
No, Grado literally lives round the corner for me.
So he's not the top end anymore?
Well, he's not the top end. He lives in a wee bit nicer bit.
The money's came in, innit? You know, that wrestling panel, radio money.
Money.
Cash money.
He's doing it for the money. That's what I was saying about Grado. Oh.
And you're in, is it Holytown? So you're both from small places. Like, do you just, and they're small Scottish places. So I imagine, like, you've got your crew of friends and there's probably some old cunts there that are like, look at these fuckers. Are you getting any shit from it? Or like, if it's like fun shit, are people giving you shit? Like, fucking Love Island cunt over there.
Can I be honest? Nah.
I have heard a few things about me, but it's fine. I don't do the negative.
You always get that. You always get that. Aye. But it's normal.
I think it's weird. I think people are like, what the hell? Because they don't expect it from somebody from like where we stay. But everybody in my town was absolutely buzzing.
That part of the aftercare? This is not so much the small towns, but more the internet side of things then? Because obviously there's a lot going on just now with it being a lot more kind on social media and stuff. I would have thought Love Island and people that have been on it in particular would face some, like, I don't know, nasty stuff.
Oh, get stuff every single day.
Yeah. Is that part of the aftermath is what ITV will speak to you about, is how to kind of handle that and that side of things?
See, even before it, they try and, like, prepare you, because you can do this thing on Instagram that you can block out, like, words. I don't know if you know that. That means that if anyone says anything bad, like, say they say you're fat or you're ugly. Did you not watch the video?
Nah.
How do you do that, just for anyone that might want to?
Right. I think it's on set. You do it in settings. I forget the exact way, but it's on settings. But see, for YouTube, there's a YouTube video that shows you, and you just go in your settings and you type in loads of words. So you can write in, like, fat, ugly, like, all these words. And then it means that, see, if anybody comments that on your photo or, like, on your message, it will only come up.
So that's a kind of way of just... completely like eradicating the negativity on
so
your
just deletes it
timeline.
Away.
That's a cool thing.
Open that gate, eh? So on that, like, that aftercare thing, what do you guys, what are your thoughts on fucking old mate Hunter? Oh no, Ollie, sorry. The Hunter, Ollie. Like, what? So did you guys meet Ollie? Because he was the one that as soon as he got in, pretty quickly there were photos of him fucking hunting animals, and I don't know if they're endangered animals, but the internet did not fucking like it. Did you guys know him, and what would the whole process of that been in the house? So he's gone in there, he's there for 2 or 3 days, outside world's going, we fucking hate him, we're not happy about this. Would he have known? What do you reckon happened from that?
Can I be honest, right? That's what rich people do.
No, I don't agree with that. I just that's think what they do, you're though. Sick. Has he never watched The Lion King? That's
no,
what
but that's what rich people do. That's,
no.
No, that's what they came from, isn't it?
Aye, but just because you're rich doesn't mean you should be doing stuff like that.
I know, but I mean, that's their culture or whatever.
Well, there's the whole shit around, and I think, I don't know how much longer this will last, but the hunting of foxes is like getting absolutely slated. And, you know, I think it's
actually banned, mate.
Is it banned? But they're still doing it. They're still doing the hunts, but
Yes, it's actually, I don't know specifically what it is. You're not meant to actually kill a fox when you do the hunts.
But you can still chase them, can't you?
Exactly, but then some dogs get loose and kill them, and then it's seen as incidental, but it's not legal in Scotland. And I get what you're saying, Biggs, about that's the culture. I suppose it's appropriated in a certain section of people that have got a lot of money. I wouldn't blanket statement say everyone that's got money. But yeah, there is a certain element. So kind of
like he grew
you can't argue and say nature, nurture and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you're educated to a certain extent, like, you know, we all are, you know that hunting animals, especially exotic animals that might be endangered, it's completely wrong.
I just don't know what the fun would be in that, but...
I think it's wrong, right? But we all know that's what they do.
But why would
that's
that even be fun? Why would you pay to go and do that?
I know, but like... No, but he grew up doing that. And he's not the only one. If we're real, we all eat meat.
I don't think he deserves all the... the bad stuff on the internet, but
no, what he done was wrong, right? But that's his. He grew up doing that, and he's not the only one.
Of course,
most of them do that.
And I think what your point maybe be is:
what do you think?
What do you think his aftercare was? Do you think that he came out expecting that he would be vilified by a full nation, and
he would have known every single
they would have told
thing.
Him. Mm-hmm. They would have told him. They would
because
have
when
to.
You leave, they give you a debriefing session, and they're like, "Right, this is what's been said in the Sun paper or the Daily Mail." So they'll tell you every single bad thing before you get your phone so that you're fully prepared of what's going to be in there. So at the end of the day, he's minted. He's not going to care what us peasants think, is he, really?
Do you think they tapped him on the shoulder and went, mate, it's probably worth getting out of here? You know what I mean? Because like, they've got this whole due diligence, I can't say words, due diligence of care. So if there's a man that's absolutely, the whole world's going, fuck this guy, do you think they're going, hey, we're not saying you have to leave, but if you were to leave, you'd probably... And hide. Leave and hide. We're not saying you have to, but that's what we would
do. I think that's what they've done.
Yeah.
I asked them, but they wouldn't tell me, but I asked, like, that's what they've done.
It's like all the lions that watch Love Island have found out about this, and mate, they are fucking coming for you.
These like,
the lions and the tigers and the bears, oh my, they are teaming up.
I feel bad for Ollie, so bad.
I don't.
But what he done was wrong. But that's what they do.
He doesn't need to. No, I don't think there's any excuse in it.
No, it's wrong, but he grew up doing that.
Well, and it's legal. I get the impression that you're coming from a compassionate angle, which says more about your character than his, and you're coming from a pragmatic, he's a cunt for doing it.
I think
I can understand both sides of this argument.
I think it's bad what he's done, but that's what his type of people do.
I just think, why would you go on Love Island when you know that you've done something like that? You don't need the money.
Mate, I don't blame him. ITV should have known.
Yeah. Nah. I guess it goes back to what you guys are saying. Maybe he yearned for another experience. And that's what he thought. I'm close proximity to some animals I want to hunt if I leave.
No, think about it, right? Think about it. He knows what he done, right? Why would he go on a show like that? But he never knew it was going to get like this.
Karma comes back around.
Kind of, he's in the goldfish bowl of his life, so he doesn't realise that the negative reaction is out there. Pretty much for 99% of the nation, because he's in his little 1% bubble.
If he knew this was going to happen, he wouldn't go on Love Island. He's rich enough. But I don't think he knew it was going to get that bad.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So, you guys might remember a couple of years ago, your man, I'm not going to say his name because it doesn't really matter, but some mad tweets came out from back in the day and they went, ooh, it became huge. Mm-hmm. It became probably bigger than anyone had expected it to be. As soon as they go, look, you're going to be involved in the show at some stage, delete your shit. Do they go through it, or do they go?
Mate, they just go through
they
it.
They go through everything.
They go through everything.
Yep. That's actually Shane talking about a camp, mate.
I was talking about an actual camp, mate.
No, they phone you because they went through my Instagram, and even see the most trivial things. Like I had a picture with, do you know, like the skull emoji and the bomb emoji. They got me to delete that. They were like, you need to delete that caption. I was like, what?
That sounds like a great shot.
I know. I just was like, all right, okay. So they go through everything. See anything that can be twisted because I had a picture as well. I was dressed as like a little Mexican when I was like five at ballet, and they were like, you need to delete that because that's cultural appropriation. Nowadays. I was like, I was bloody like six or something.
Yeah, I know. It's mad.
But it is good that they are there to like keep you, right, I think.
Yeah, in an ever-evolving world, it's kind of just...
Everyone's too sensitive.
You kind of need to respect other people's values and what they believe and kind of just evolve towards that, which is fine. Definitely. As we said, we're all educated and we can accept that. If it's a six-year-old picture of you being in a Mexican costume, you're like, that's not going to adversely affect me to delete that and then go, that, you know, is seen as negative now.
To me, and I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, a couple of years ago, maybe 2017, was Love Island at its biggest. It was fucking huge. It was everywhere you looked. Everything you heard about was like Love Island. And I didn't really watch it, but I was at that stage single. So every girl you were trying to hit on was like asking you Love Island questions. And you're like, fuck's sake, now I have to watch. I'd have to do some research. Do you reckon, maybe not this year, but do you reckon the It's gonna fall to bits. Do you reckon it's gonna survive? How much longer do you reckon Love Island's got?
I'll be honest. I thought this was gonna be the last one.
Do you think?
Considering what happened, I don't want to mention what happened, but considering what happened,
no, I don't think it will ever kind of stop. I don't think people will like it as much because I think what they're doing is they're trying to get people, not trying to get people, but they're getting sometimes people that are unattainable image, or is that the word? I don't even know what I'm trying to speak. See, like when they get like models and you go, oh, there's a fucking another model. Do you know what I mean?
What you're saying is they need a fat guy. They need a fat guy that's
like
funny.
Normal people. See, last year, when was the year Danny Dyer was on it and that
last
guy
year,
that said, sell the pens, Jack? And he just was a normal guy, had a dad bod and that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But he's still really good looking. What you need is just a normal looking person, man. You need a normal looking person that's just going to walk in.
They need to show the
banner. I feel like this year they've done well.
This year I think the group of people were really,
I don't
really
know,
good.
Man. I've seen some pictures for this year and I'm just looking, going, good looking, good looking. They are sort of people that already have 10,000 followers on Instagram because they're really good looking.
Like Shanice, she had like 800.
She's not trying hard enough. She
and
could have 10,000.
Jade had like 600 something.
I had like 1,000.
You could be you need to be representational if you're going to evolve it and kind of do that, you know. But they won't, because people like watching good looking people on TV. It's like anything, you know. If you're watching a TV program and they're all ugly, they need to be really funny and have substance, you know. That's true, is it not?
That's the thing. And like there was big calls after, we're not going to say what happened, but there was big calls for Love Island to end this season, all that kind of shit. I think you're right, they probably do have to evolve. I don't think necessarily the format it's in at the moment. I think the world is probably a bit, for lack of a better term, woke for the format. I think the format has to change. I think you need say if you could get like, obviously you wouldn't get him, but like a Lewis Capaldi, someone that's like, he looks like a fucking a pillow, but the cunt's the coolest person there is in the world. Like literally the funniest dude, the coolest dude. Not the best to look at, but he's just a sound cunt. If you could get some people like him and know that you were like, yeah, we've got some sound cunts on this.
But you need to remember, people like him don't apply because they think you need to have abs or be skinny or a big bum.
No, you don't need to have any.
No, but people like that don't apply
though. Do you not think?
No, but they don't apply for it. That's what annoys me. I feel like our people moan about it, but the people applying are people like us. He wouldn't apply for
it. You didn't apply.
Yeah, I got pros. Okay, I got pros, but still, like,
sitting there with your 25,000 Instagram followers, like, come at me, motherfucker.
But I feel like everyone should apply for it. I don't think like people like Lewis Capaldi
for the love, not the money.
Anything.
I'm bringing them over.
I would say just apply for it. You don't need to be a certain type of, like, you don't need to look a certain way.
Yeah, no, I think that I get the experience element, you know, of your, like, did you guys get to stay in Cape Town or did you have to come home straight away?
We stayed for like two days.
So you could just chill around Cape Town. See, even just that, like 2 days in Cape Town, that's after amazing. That experience is amazing. That is
worth
huge.
It was really good, wasn't it?
It's
the
worth
hotel.
It. I'm happy I done
but
it.
But then yous all got us into trouble.
Oh, so tell us that story.
Because the boys ended up getting on the internet. So we had like smart TVs. We were watching Netflix on them, but they managed to get on Google and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm so good at that.
Aye. And then the absolute idiot, instead of keeping it to himself, says it at breakfast.
See, I thought you told them.
I swear to God, I promise you I did. Nate, but you did say it at breakfast.
So was this before or after you got
after?
Are you still not allowed internet at that point?
What?
Is this part of the aftercare?
Yep.
This is just, we don't get your phones until you land back in the UK. But at breakfast, he's like, oh,
I checked my Instagram
and I've got so many followers, and me and you are in a big story in the Sun, and I was like, oh my god. And the producers heard them, and then they came up to us and were like, what are the boys up to? And I was just, we got our remotes taken off us.
To be fair, I would be too excited about the fact that I've got an Instagram and all that. I'd be like telling everybody.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Did you? I was worried. I had just...
See, because I didn't expect too much. I did, but I didn't. At the same time, life is better now than it was before.
So before you went in, how many followers did you have? Because you must have had a fair few if they're like, oi, Biggs, you big fucking jolly cunt, come in. Come into a house. Because you are like, I've watched you on this thing will make me sound like I'm 7 years old, but I've watched you on TikTok.
You now no longer sound 7 years
old. On Mintos. I've watched you
If anyone's listened, like our listeners listened to Shane recently, we went through the Mary Sherry episode with Chris McQueer. This is beyond Mary for Shane.
No, so like, I've seen you on TikTok and you are, and I went there and I was watching you and I was like, fuck, this guy's genuinely quite fun to watch. Like, I'm not even like trying to just fucking ride you nuts. Like, genuinely, it's just mental, but in no way is it not fun. Like, you're like cooking and dancing, and I'm like, this is mental, but there's nothing bad about it. Like, this is like what the internet should be, as opposed to what the internet could be. How many followers did you have?
Like 9,000.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So you were just 1,000 below that. Click, click up, swipe up for the link.
Oh, I love that.
I just love having fun, man. Just being happy and spread the love.
Oh.
How many followers you got now?
Oh.
You've got loads.
You think?
Aye, you've got hundreds.
Like 82 or something.
Ooh.
Are you like?
That's a job then, isn't it? 82. Can you? And I might be wrong here. Can you? If you get 82,000 followers on Instagram, can that be your job?
I know people that make money from it.
Yeah. Just get like each of them donate £1 a year.
Yeah.
And that's like £82,000 a year.
That's how it works.
The way you put that there was as if it was like followers equaled currency. So it's like you're now on £82,000 a year.
No, but it's the whole ad thing. It's like, you know, if you got 82,000, you all of a sudden can be this mad, you can endorse a bigger brand.
I suppose that's kind of where it wound up, won't it? But as long as you're still kind of happy and doing what you love.
Definitely.
How hard is it? Is there anything there? Because I suppose this is what everyone wants to ask anyone that's seen a fluctuation in followers go so high. Do you try and keep the authentic self versus what you think other people might want from you? How does that come about?
I think you try and be yourself, but at the same time, you need to be a bit more out there. Because see, now I'll do videos and be like, hi guys, like, is that cringy? And see, sometimes I'm just like, oh god, I sound a right idiot. But you need to do it, you need to keep the fans happy. The fans.
How many of your mates just rip the arse at you when you do a video?
I take the piss
like
out of myself. See, back home, I'm like, watch out, celebrity, like coming through and stuff like that. I take the piss out of myself so that if anybody else does it, then I don't care.
Exactly.
You need to be a wee bit self deprecating.
You just need to roll with it, because at the end of the day, I got fun, innit?
Aye, nothing's fun. Just be yourself. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've always been this, like, I've always been like this.
Yeah, I've always
acted like the YouTube, funny clown videos, whatever. So it's just a bonus to me.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of having fun and taking the piss out of yourself, Danny's got a bit of a game for you guys. And you're not going to come out of it looking good.
Oh, no.
No one does.
Nah, at least of all me. I haven't done this for ages, by the way. This is only through requests of people that I'm doing this again. So these are both aware of the website Urban Dictionary.
Yep. Give it a quick explanation.
No, I don't know, actually.
Right, Urban Dictionary, it's just like, I don't know, the dictionary, but for really rude words. So what I'll do is I'll read out some rude words. Don't worry, I'll sing the song. I can feel the fucking thing. I can feel your glare. So what I'll do is I'll tell you a word from the Urban Dictionary, and I want you guys to both take your best guess as to what you think that word means.
Okay.
And then... Well, we'll just do Jamie versus Biggs, and I've got one rude one really fucking gross one, and one kind of cute one. So right, I can still feel your glare, right? So that's
sing it. Song, man, sing
right,
song.
Okay. So fucking god, I fucking hate this. Right, Boobs and willies and bums and jizz. What does it mean?
Urban Dictionary quiz.
Yeah,
that
well,
amazing,
hello and welcome to our Love Island special. We have said
who's going to couple up here, eh?
We have said for a long time that this game show is destined for ITV2 one day, so it's like a nice crossover.
Stephen Mulhern hosting.
So joining us is Jamie and Biggs from Love Island. Ooh, how are you guys?
And, oh, amazing.
Yeah, just
so good.
Good. Right, so we're just going to go straight into round one of the Urban Dictionary quiz. So I'm going to give, we'll go for Biggs, you can have the first guess of what you think a jobby lobber is.
Throwing shit.
It's straight to the point. It's a solid answer and I accept it. Jamie, do you want to see if there's anything different that you're thinking of for a jobby lobber?
I was just going to say the exact same thing, or an apparatus that does the same thing. an apparatus is something that does something, isn't it?
Yeah, like a robot.
Yeah, I see like the thing you get in Game of Thrones that they bomb buildings with. Do you know what I mean? A catapult.
It's you're both, that's what I would guess as well. It seems like a very literal one, but a jobby lobber apparently is somebody who talks shite.
Oh,
so try and think of that kind of way.
Right,
you know,
okay,
it means something,
but
not
it. Right, okay.
A liar with extremely far-fetched stories.
And we've all met one.
He's a pure jobby lobber, by the way, is the example sentence for this.
So who won that round?
None of them, mate. They both got it wrong.
I know, but like someone could do better than the other one.
But they said the exact same answer, except one said more mechanical.
Right, this one might be a bit niche. Are you both a fan of Pokemon?
Yeah.
No.
There's a new Pokemon cartoon out, apparently, that's making people cry.
Wow.
Well, sorry for elaborating on stuff.
Yeah. We'll gloss over Charizarding then, because it's a bit niche for Pokemon. But that can be for a future quiz, maybe.
For the live show.
Yeah. Right, so, Jamie, you can have the first stab at Lick the Cat's Ass.
Lick the cat's ass? Oh my god.
Is this a sexual thing or?
You can ask
for
a sentence using it.
Right, okay.
So the example of the sentence here is guy one says, "What's up?" And guy two says, "Oh, I've just been staying home every night lately, licking the cat's ass."
So is that a guy that would suck up his own wife's bum hole? No, I don't know.
Right, answer locked in.
That's such a hard one.
We needed a sound effect at that point. Answer locked in.
Shane's off mic. He's a sound effect guy.
Yep. Can you say that again, please?
Can you repeat the question?
For everyone's entertainment.
Lick the cat's ass. What's up? Oh, nothing. I've just been staying home every night lately, licking the cat's ass.
Very surprised that no one's made a joke about me yet. With that.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying? Oh, yeah.
No, he's a cat lover. Well, you like cats.
I've got two cats.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute.
Your cats would attack you if you get anywhere near their arses for the reason.
True.
Man, I'm scared of cats, man. But anyway, I really don't know. I'm just home chilling. No, is that too sweet?
Fucking, here we go. Yeah, the act of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the most unexpected right answer of all time on this quiz.
Right.
That's 1-0.
It's 1-0.
Oh, no.
So
yours was a great answer though. That's what I would have went for.
Yeah, yours was gross. Like gross is encouraged in this game.
Yours was right though.
Sorry, mum.
Right, so the final word, whose turn is it to go first? Is it Biggs? So, final word is deep sea decking.
Is this a guy thing? Deep sea decking.
It could be a guy or a girl thing.
Is it like deep? Like. Like.
Don't be afraid, mate.
Like doggy deep or something.
We've all been there.
Aye, doggy, like deep. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not a sexual thing. Oh. Deep sea decking.
Sentence. Is that a sentence?
The sentence gives away the answer.
Right. It's cool. I'm still laughing at like the cat's ass. Mate, just say anything.
I don't
kissing somebody?
Right, okay. Tongues. Oh, that's cute.
Tongue kissing.
Aww. That's sweet.
That's a sexual thing.
You said one of them was cute, though.
This isn't the cute one. This isn't the cute one.
So you tongue mean? Kissing, not cute.
Right. Deep sea decking, that's not cute. Is it something to do with peeing?
No.
Right, okay.
Decking usually...
Well, pee would be involved in... It's not involved in the answer, but it's pee is involved in the act, I suppose.
Wow.
Oh, right, so does it mean that somebody would pee on somebody else? No.
Is that answer? Are we going for the
locked-in? I'm walking in the toilet. Yeah.
Right, okay. So deep-sea decking is to go to a fish restaurant and instead of choosing a lobster from the tank, you do a shite in it.
What?
So that was the example sentences. To because they served my biscuits stale, I deep-sea decked in the lobster tank.
killing my animals a different way. Shane, you want to walk in, declare the winner?
Yeah, it's got to be Biggs. Surprised everyone with it. A shite answer, but a correct answer. That's how you get a win sometimes.
Yes. That was that amazed me. That's almost the equivalent of you guessing the Amy Matthews' first pet. Just you sitting there going, don't know what it means, just chilling. we're going to wrap up in a wee second, but since you guys came out of Villa, DM slides, well, you've not said. Rebecca, what's happening there? I know that there'll be a lot of people on your Instagram wanting to know.
I was just chilling for now.
I know, mate. You said that on the radio the other day, but what's happening?
I've seen a thing. It's
I heard that. She phoned you before you came in.
Exactly. Get her on the phone. Let's ask her opinion.
No, the thing is, right, we've not even spoke about it. We've just been, like, riding the wave.
But what do you want to happen then?
But you weren't going to hold back, that you've learned from Love Island to get in there, and now you're just sitting
we're outside, like a wet wipe, not doing anything. Now. So our attitude is like, go with the flow, take it from there. So far, so good.
Mate, there's only one way to prove love or money.
You both just want to lick the cat's ass together.
You do want to lick that cat's ass.
Aye, basically.
Just to clarify, does chilling mean banging?
Oi! Hey. No.
There's a thing that I think we could probably tie up before the end of this episode as well, and it was a certain person that we all think is very handsome. Probably could get him on the phone if we wanted to.
I could untie my phone that's filming Biggs just now, and we could maybe phone Wallace.
Don't, because this guy will think I'm a stalker.
Well, maybe you don't talk. Maybe Biggs talks, will you?
Biggs, do not say that. No, see if you phone.
I just want to know what he's going to say.
No, because what if he goes, she's a stalker, get her. No, please don't, because I actually...
I'm not going to if you really don't want it, because that's weird. That's like... It's International Women's Day. Completely antithesis of what that's about right now. Well, I'll just go full she talk to a guy.
Do we ring Rebecca? Ask if they're begging.
Nah, because that's also International Women's Day on Rebecca's side.
Fuck it, ring my girlfriend, ask if we're begging. We need to know.
I don't want to, mate. Listen, I would love that to happen, though. You and Wallace. We met Wallace. He's a really, 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 really nice guy.
He's handsome as fuck, isn't
he? He's model handsome.
Matthew is a campmate of all time.
I feel like he's too good looking, but ain't he? Like, see, when people are just too good looking.
And he's cool as well.
That, like, you would sit next to them and be like, oh, wearing your junkie bond and feeling shitty.
He's too, do you know what it is? He's just chill. He's too chill. You talk to him, he's just like, yeah, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're just like, fuck off, mate. You're already good looking. Don't be that way. In a nice way.
Being handsome and humble. We don't like it.
Be arrogant at least a wee bit. So obviously you've slid into his DMs because you didn't meet in the Villa.
Nah.
I'm sounding like I know what Love Island chat is. I called him campmates ever. Who's been sliding into yours then? Because that's the sort of shit that happens. You go on a TV show and people are like, oh, who's that lassie? Oh, fuck, I'm going to do it.
Just a few blue ticks, but...
A few, can you name any?
I don't think I should.
Can you give us a clue as to how they would have become famous enough to get their blue ticks?
Well, there's been quite a few, but... Right.
Are they singers? Are they sports people?
Yeah, one's a sports person.
Right.
Ooh.
A famous team.
Cool. From a rugby team?
I really like rugby players. I'd prefer a rugby player, but not a football team.
Football. Shit. Would you hold out? One of the Glasgow Warriors might call you.
Hey, you never know. I've went to their games. I've done my part. I've already been there, done that. Wore the t-shirt.
Shane's done a piss next to the manager.
Yeah.
Have you?
I paid next to Dave Rennie and then awkwardly asked for his phone number.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like in my head, I was like, this won't be weird, man. Just do it. Just do it. I haven't rung him because I think it's weird to go, hey, Dave, we're both from New Zealand, but remember that time I saw your dick and thought it was a good idea to ask you for your number? Non-sexual way. Come on our podcast. I don't know if that will happen.
And so you're not telling us who slid out your DMs?
I'm just like hiding. I'm getting stage fright again. I feel like because my girl is probably cringy to say.
Do you know what? That's fine. We'll leave it at that. We'll just phone Rebecca.
Oh man.
So Danny, do you feel like you fulfilled all your Love Island questions that you might have had today?
Yes, I have. I have nowhere else to go with that. I've actually been more probably one of these people who is very judgmental of Love Island in the past, and you are both very, very sweet and endearing people.
Oh, thank you.
And it's
thank
been
you.
A pleasure to talk to you both.
Thank you so much.
That's a nice thing to say.
Nice. And genuinely, I hope you both find love.
Me too. See, if I'm
money.
Single by this year, I will be fuming.
Really?
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. Aye. I can't be bothered. I hate dating. I just want to find something.
Oh,
you go, and that's coming from someone that was in a relationship for 6 years, and then someone that was in a relationship for 2 years is about to go and get married to Rebecca.
Exactly.
Before this, guys, absolute pleasure. Do you want to plug your Twitter and your? Now you guys don't care about Twitter, do you? It's just Instagram.
Nah, Instagram. Instagram's the main thing.
Just want to do that for anyone that might not have watched Love Island or don't know where you guys are on Instagram.
What, do we just say, oh, this is my Twitter. Add me.
I just say, this is here's your Instagram.
You,
follow
do you,
that.
You do the vlog. Do you vlog?
Yeah.
Just plug whatever you need to plug, kind of thing.
Oh, right.
So you do a vlog, don't
yeah,
you,
do
Jamie?
A vlog.
How do we find that? What do you do on that?
I'm enjoying myself, see, to be fair, but see, my first vlog, I just kept saying, like, I just kept saying words, and I was like, I sound like an idiot, but I feel like I'm getting there.
No, you're doing well.
You're
doing better than me. You're doing
well.
It's
because I've got the chat, so
you
it
have,
is,
you have.
But this week's vlog's going to be amazing, I feel.
So plug it.
Plug it. So guys, follow me, Jamie L. McCann on... No, that's not even it. That's...
You
failed
fucked
at the first
it.
Auto. Right, so my Instagram's Jamie Lou, L-O-U-U-X. And then my YouTube, I don't really know. Jamie hyphen Louise McCann.
Go for it. Let's hear more of your chat. Biggs, have we got to see you cooking more?
Yes, yes. My Instagram is BiggsChrisX.
That's so easy. A man that's been practicing that for about 4 years. It's no big brother, it'll be something.
Everyone in the room just got pregnant from that click.
Thanks, guys.
Next thing I knew.
Perfect.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.